Exam file, page 136. Understand a recording. Bike sharing in American cities.
We know a lot of people listen to this program on their morning commutes, which is why we have been running stories lately about how Americans are commuting. Millions of us are getting to work every day not on four wheels but on two, on bikes. The rise in bicycle commuting has seen a big jump in the numbers of bike sharing systems in the last few years. They've popped up everywhere from Boston to Minnesota to New York City to Washington, D.C. They are supposed to make commuting easier, greener, and cheaper. But the people who arguably need the bikes the most are often the least likely to access them, NPR's Joel Rose reports.
These bike sharing systems have a lot of different names, Divvy, Hubway, Nice Ride, but they all work roughly the same way. You pick up a bike at one docking station, ride it, and then lock it up at another station. And these systems have something else in common. The users so far tend to be young, male, and wealthier than the rest of the population.
The rates of low-income ridership of all bike share programs around the world is pitifully low. So we can only do better.
That's Carolyn Sampanaro, Transportation Alternatives in New York, where the city bike system launched earlier this year. We meet up at a docking station near a big public housing project in Brooklyn. It's right across the street from a busy bike lane and about two blocks from the foot of the Manhattan Bridge. In other words, a prime spot for bike commuting. But the docking station just sits there, full of bikes, waiting for riders.
We know a lot of people listen to this program on their morning commutes, which is why we have been running stories lately about how Americans are commuting. Millions of us are getting to work every day not on four wheels but on two, on bikes. The rise in bicycle commuting has seen a big jump in the numbers of bike sharing systems in the last few years. They've popped up everywhere from Boston to Minnesota to New York City to Washington, D.C. They are supposed to make commuting easier, greener, and cheaper. But the people who arguably need the bikes the most are often the least likely to access them, NPR's Joel Rose reports.
These bike sharing systems have a lot of different names, Divvy, Hubway, Nice Ride, but they all work roughly the same way. You pick up a bike at one docking station, ride it, and then lock it up at another station. And these systems have something else in common. The users so far tend to be young, male, and wealthier than the rest of the population.
The rates of low-income ridership of all bike share programs around the world is pitifully low. So we can only do better.
That's Carolyn Sampanaro, Transportation Alternatives in New York, where the city bike system launched earlier this year. We meet up at a docking station near a big public housing project in Brooklyn. It's right across the street from a busy bike lane and about two blocks from the foot of the Manhattan Bridge. In other words, a prime spot for bike commuting. But the docking station just sits there, full of bikes, waiting for riders.
We know a lot of people listen to this program on their morning commutes, which is why we have been running stories lately about how Americans are commuting. Millions of us are getting to work every day, not on four wheels, but on two, on bikes. The rise in bicycle commuting has seen a big jump in the numbers of bike sharing systems in the last few years. They've popped up everywhere from Boston to Minnesota to New York City to Washington, D.C. They are supposed to make commuting easier, greener, and cheaper. But the people who arguably need the bikes the most are often the least likely to access them, NPR's Joel Rose reports.
These bike sharing systems have a lot of different names, Divvy, Hubway, Nice Ride, but they all work roughly the same way. You pick up a bike at one docking station, ride it, and then lock it up at another station. And these systems have something else in common. The users so far tend to be young, male, and wealthier than the rest of the population.
The rates of low-income ridership of all bike share programs around the world is pitifully low. So we can only do better.
That's Carolyn Sampanaro, Transportation Alternatives in New York, where the City Bike system launched earlier this year. We meet up at a docking station near a big public housing project in Brooklyn. It's right across the street from a busy bike lane and about two blocks from the foot of the Manhattan Bridge. In other words, a prime spot for bike commuting. But the docking station just sits there, full of bikes, waiting for riders.